Saint Margaret, the savior of the nation. Throughout its history, Hungary endured several wars that could easily have brought about its demise. Such an example was the 150 years of occupation by the Ottoman Empire. Before the Turks' conquest, Hungary's inhabitants numbered about 4 million, similar to the contemporary big nations like Great Britain. By the end of the Ottoman occupation, this number dropped to about 2 million. Many were slaughtered and enslaved during this 150-year occupation. In the view of many historians, it was a miracle that Hungary was able to revive itself from this low point in its history and pursue its rebirth. There was a very similar historic parallel to the above example in the 13th century Mongol invasion, 1241-42.
Mongol hordes
occupied Kiev in 1240 and again in 1241, where they were victorious over the Polish emperor's troops. In 1241, in Muhi, the Mongols overthrew the Hungarian battalions that fought to defend the nation. The Mongols caused immeasurable devastation. They torched the country and slaughtered approximately 3 million men and women, about 30% of the country's inhabitants. King Bela IV narrowly escaped to Austria, where he became a prisoner of Emperor Frederick II. He was freed after paying a ransom and, additionally, giving up Hungarian territory. Finally, the king found refuge on the Dalmatian coast in Trau, today's Trogir. At this point, the queen became pregnant. The royal couple made a pledge that if they have a baby girl and God would save Hungary from the Mongol hordes, they would offer their daughter to God's service. They had a daughter, whom they named Margaret. The Mongol troops left Hungary, presumably after the news of the death of their Khan. Margaret was then sent to the Dominican monastery in Veszprém to fulfill the royal couple's pledge. Later, the king built a Dominican monastery on an island on the Danube, which was then called Rabbit Island, where eventually Margaret ended up living. Margaret's path was not of Margaret's choosing, but she eventually claimed to have made it of her own volition. She became Hungary's sacrificial lamb in exchange for
the country being spared
from the Mongols and for the nation's sins. Margaret prohibited all exceptional treatment in the monastery that otherwise she, as a princess, would deserve. She completed the most difficult tasks with diligence. She cleaned latrines. Her hands became bloodied at wintertime after cleaning fish, and she tended the sick. One of the maids in the monastery noted, "Margaret was a saint. She was subservient, more than most of us common maids." When a sick nun screamed out in the middle of the night, Margaret was the first to respond and offer her help. If someone passed away, Margaret kept a vigil until the body was buried. She spent most of the day after completing her duties in prayer. The king had a change of heart after the pledge, and he, mostly in order to gain political influence, wanted Margaret to be married first to the Polish, then to the Czech king. The Pope would have granted the king an exception that would have allowed him to break his pledge at the king's request. However, Margaret steadfastly opposed this notion. As a consequence for going against the king's will, the monastery on Rabbit Island
fell out of the good graces
of the king, and
some of the nuns turned on Margaret as well.
All of these obstacles never diminished Margaret's love and devotion to God and her fellow nuns. Her mantra was always to love God, to critique myself, and to never hate or judge others. A feud broke out between her father, King Bela IV, and his brother István towards the end of her lifetime. She was devastated by the thought that hundreds of thousands would die on the battlefields because of her family. She enhanced her prayers and penance. Asked by her fellow nuns what she had to do with all of these events and why she was punishing herself so much, she responded, "The church is suffering, and you are asking me what I have to do with this?" The news of her slowly dying was delivered to the king and István, who hurried to see her alive. István, who would have done anything for his niece, arrived first, and then the king arrived after a lost battle. Then, on the Rabbit Island, they pledged peace. In 1270, Margaret died at the tender age of 28. Her personality is still a shining example for all. It conveys that the power of prayer and belief is stronger than weapons of war, and that love is more valuable than any earthly wealth.
This powerful idea served on the foundation of Europe at the time.
And this is the treasure that made it rich. The prosperity can only be sustained if these values continue to prevail in the future.